How you doing, Miss?
Hi.
I'm doing pretty good.
I have to ask you if you'd been over there. I'm working stuff. Fried mullets and grits and a hush puppy.
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Okay, and you want, would you eat some drink tea?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Uh-huh. He's telling me about how good a cook you are.
About 5 minutes and y'all come on in.
Okay. Okay.
Great.
Okay. Can
I have you eat onion with your fish?
No thanks. he's telling me about the onions. Have you ever come across any kind of tall shade trees with white bark, kind of scaly bark?
Yes, I think that's what they call the wonder tree. Mm-hmm. We had one and just destroyed it.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. It just grew right straight up and there was no shade to it at all. Speak of. There's a fella up here about Dunellen, my coach Dunellen in there, that he made a fortune on that thing already. Mm-hmm. The wonder tree. Everybody went and bought wonder trees. We went, drove all the way up there one Sunday afternoon and got one. Set it out, and boy, it grows. They'll make a tree and make it in a hurry. But there wasn't no shade to it, just a little bitty old thin leaves up the way on up and just kept going higher and higher, you know. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to get rid of it. My wife said one afternoon out there, said, I wanted to get rid of that old tree. Well, I had a good sharp axe laying right there, had been a foot there some. And boy, I barked that thing all the way around, clear into the good, and it died. But the things had run roots all that time, and they'd come up all over the whole place, you know. Well, I finally got rid of them, and I got that old stump. That is the hardest wood that I ever tried to saw. After it died, then I tried to saw it, and I did saw it down, cut it up, and hauled it out and burned it. Put it on that fellow's trash pile. And that old stump, that was the hardest thing to try to rot out. I poured kerosene all over it to kill it, maybe. And there's a regular tree killer, but I didn't have any of that. I used kerosene. That's mighty good. So Claude was down here with his tractor the other day. I said, Claude, I want to pull that thing out there. He said, all right. So he just went there and backed up against it. He had his rod on the back, and he bounced it one way and threw his chain around and pulled it right on out and kept it right on through it. And that's satisfied. It's out there now.
Did you ever come across any sycamore trees?
None in here, none in this part of the country. I've seen them. And catalpa trees. Mm-hmm. I used to go up to Monticello, Florida, up here, and I had a good friend there. It was in the seed business, watermelon seed, Hatchet and Bullard. And I'd go up and go fishing with them. We'd go down on the Swanee River there and on those feeder streams and all, catch those old big red-breast perch. Go out to the catalpa tree and get a handful of catalpa worms.
Oh, that's right. Somebody's telling me about those. It was a really good day.
Yes, sir, boy. Now, we went down there that day and it was raining, but it wasn't thundering and lightning, and it was just raining that day. And we just drift down that river there and fish ahead of us all the time, boy. Well, we caught, I can't remember whether it was 99 or 101 that we caught. Wow. His wife and him and me. We come out of there, we wet it down. Of course, we had on raincoats, but then you can't stay dry fishing anyway. Mm-hmm. So we had a pile of fish there that night.
Do you know if the sycamore is called anything else?
Don't know anything about that.
Okay. What kind of trees is it that George Washington cut down?
That was the cherry tree.
Okay. But I don't guess